Well, I went on vacation. It was kind of a last minute deal. Packed the car for 12 hours, then headed south. I left Virginia and I took my family. Now that I told you that, please don't rob my house. 'Cause I'm in Carolina. Don't know why I'm still doing this stupid show. And I hear the nationals are choking. Man, I'll bet that made for some pretty good radio.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for September 10th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. And as I said, I am in North Carolina, so please don't rob my house. I'll be back next week, just on an impromptu vacation this week. And it's a good thing I brought this microphone just in case I decided to do this. I really didn't think that I would, but my wife does voiceover work for Alexandria Toyota and does the TV commercials for them. And there was a shoot that actually happened to be scheduled this week. So they called her basically to say, hey, you aren't here for the shoot. So what's going on? She said, oh, yeah, I'm on vacation this week. This was a couple days before the shoot. I said, all right, well, I guess we'll have to find a new spokesperson because these things have to be filmed kind of on the fly. It's kind of ridiculous how the timing of that always works out. But luckily, I had this microphone here. So they said, hey, why don't we do some B-roll footage of stuff we've already shot and just record a voiceover? We can do it that way. So I figured as long as that went well, I may as well do a podcast as well while I'm out here. And there's been so much damn good music, I didn't want to let a week go by without sharing it. So Tony is back, and I'm still doing this for some reason. I'm going to try to keep this a little bit shorter and a little bit more focused. This week, I haven't listened to Tony at all, but I have noticed some of the jingles going on the website, and it's crazy how topical we're being. Which is fine. They seem to love that. There was a quote. I don't know who it was from. I don't know if it was from just some Yahoo blog or a celebrity or something, but I read something about a year or two ago and it really offended me. It said something like, parody songs aren't funny because they're too narrowly focused and topical to be relevant after a while. And I thought that was a stupid comment because I didn't agree with it at all. And then, you know, that's basically what we're doing with Tony's show right now. I go back and look at some of the jingles, and they're still funny in retrospect. But Joe had one this week that was a huge hit on the show with A Day in the Life. It was really funny, all about a game that the Nationals lost. They were up 7-1. They ended up losing 8-7, kind of narrating the fall there. And I'm sure that was a huge hit on the show because it was really funny and a great performance and everything. But I wonder if the next thing we're going to do is like a jingle about a single at bat, you know, like it's 0-1. Oh no, now it's 1-1, and he just swung at the pitch. And he, you know, I mean, we're bordering on parodying ourselves here, not saying that anything is right or wrong. But one of the things that I try to do with this podcast is just add my own editorial voice for whatever it's worth. And as I've said before, nobody cares what I think. But just anyway, I'll just put this into the conversation. We need to keep them interesting, keep them funny, and keep them different and varied and interesting. So as long as we're mixing up the evergreen jingles with the topical jingles and the news jingles and everything else, then I'm sure we'll be fine. Tony's method for picking a song on the show is basically Nigel prints out a list of the file names and says, here's a song, parody of the Four Seasons, here's a song, a parody of Michael Jackson, here's a song that's about the Redskins, what do you want to do today? And so there's not nearly as much like editorial oversight of that process as a lot of people assume. I think people do some brilliant jingles on the website and are stunned when they aren't picked. And it's because it's just not a scientific process. You know, there's nobody like this podcast. Nobody's putting any thought into this. It's just kind of, here's what we have this morning. And if a day or two goes by without it getting played, that's probably it. So to all of you writing these songs and recording these hilarious songs, just keep that in mind as you're doing it, that it is up to us to keep this going, keep it funny, keep it smart, relevant, and interesting. And having said all that, now I'd like to segue to a jingle that made me really happy, a collaboration by Kyle and KJ. That's What the Mailbag's For. And this is a total throwback to what I love about these songs. Just jokes that we've heard before, told in a slightly different way, ripping on Tony and the mailbag in the show. Just a wonderful jingle. And then Jeffrey Tanner with this is a very Beastie Boys and kind of rap-centric episode today. We have Jeffrey Tanner with Bears, which is just damn hilarious. And then Brad Weiss, You Make Me So Very Happy, a wonderful jingle about Tony. Then John Neiswinger, and this just aired today, I See the Signs, kind of an Ace of Base parody talking about Tony narrating his drive and all the signs he's seeing on the side of the road. Then Luke Overbay with My Name Is, our Eminem parody. Jason Fuse, We Built Bagel City, which was a great recap of Nigel totally screwing up that read. And it was kind of sad. Nigel forgot the address of Bagel City and or the phone number. And as he did, you know, I realized that I had those totally memorized. And I was kind of ashamed to realize that I knew the address and everything about that place. But that's what comes from listening to the show for 5 or 6 years or whatever it's been. Then we have a wonderful collaboration to end this opening segment with Luke, Jason, and Rob with I'm on a Boat. And then after that, we're going to play an awesome Redskins and RG3 medley, recapping from about September 2013 until today, all the different twists and turns in this wonderful saga with the Redskins.
Mailbag, Mr. Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and notes, TK jingles and some shed, and some jokes you might remember. And then, got some info for your life, wear some white when on your bike. No, we're not doing Stonehenge, that's the stuff you should remember. The chicken, f***ing chicken. Can we get something else besides the chicken? Just once. That's what the mailbag's for. How much weight can I bench press? Damned if you could guess. 394.
Bears. And in the morning it's bears. 'Cause in the evening it's bears. I hate the way they stalk. And flagons rarely make them bark. Oh, and they bless a toothy smile. I'd rather stop than get them riled. I went to stay in Research Station out the way. Putin said we'll be okay. Siberia's nice, I heard him say. Just peace and quiet every day. And nothing lives there anyway. On my first night, I hit the hay. Strange noises kept my sleep at bay. My comrade Ray. Yo, bears are here to my dismay. I haven't even gotten paid. My stomach flipped with no delay. I don't think they came here to play. They want to move inside our cave. And yes, we told them go away. We're probably stuck in here till May. Our food supply should last about 10 days.
Bears.
They're in the kitchen.
Bears.
They ate up my food.
Bears.
I'm in the closet.
Bears.
On with an old broom.
Bears.
All I really fear is
bears.
And in the morning it's
bears.
'Cause in the evening it's
bears.
I wanna
did many times before. I threw coffee creamer across the floor. Waiting in checkout lines is such a chore. Your vituperation shows when discussing errant drones. Don't get you started on the purple line, because it makes you lose your mind. We like to listen when you're unhappy. It's quite hard to explain this to my wife.
All my life, people always recognize me. I'm so glad to drive my caddy down the Rockville Pike. Then I look out my front window, what do I see? Is that a 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven! I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, there's the men's warehouse. Ooh, there's your timpano. I see the signs, and it's like a nice surprise. I see the signs, do I see it for the world to hear? Nope, I'm driving in my caddy and I'm all alone. It's just how I roll.
Hi, my name is... My name is
Mr. Poorhouse.
Hi, my name is
Brad Children.
Hi, my name is
Do you know who I am?
Hi, my name is
Mr. Tony.
Alrighty. This show is icy, and so I could chill for kind bars and coffee graters ice cream, and Triscuits with sea salt and brown ricey. Yeah, yeah. Do you know who I'd be? I don't need to ask nicely.
Nope.
I'm here for free stuff and crushing enemies like cross-country skiing freaks and Raju Narasetti. These are snow shovel situations. I may just take them and leave them with the hippo in my basement. And Will Bond said, I'm not surprised, man, and I don't advertise this, but Magic and I are tight friends.
Magic.
My neighbor threw stuff in my trash bins then. I got vindictive, bought their home, now they're evicted.
Get out.
I lay on the couch, eating Triscuits from a pouch, like a lazy marsupial, a lemur with a slouch. Now RG3 is dropping like a possum, playing dead. So I got fed up and said, that's it, I'm boiling eggs.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Spitball the Orange Guy.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Robin Satchmo.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Don't you know who I am?
Hi, my name is...
Hi.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Mr. Tony.
One, two, one, one, nine. Rockville Pike. Rockville MD 2852. Open 365. Enjoy the free Wi-Fi. Open 6 a.m. each day. Close at 8 p.m. most nights. 6 p.m. Sundays. He's only done this 10 years. Reading it on the radio. Now we can't remember the address for Bagel City. The address for Bagel City, Nigel doesn't know. The address for Bagel City. The address for Bagel City, Nigel doesn't know. The address for Bagel City. The address for Bagel City, Nigel doesn't know.
So the annual marlin fishing trip, I'm not even sure if you can eat marlin. I think you can smoke it, maybe. The fish I brought you were dolphin, so we caught a couple hundred pounds
dolphin,
of that.
You can
well.
Eat dolphin?
Aren't dolphin nice?
Are these the actual dolphin that are so sweet and swim with your children?
No, those are porpoise. These are not mammals.
Why are
these
they
are
called
fish.
Dolphin?
Get ready.
Oh, yeah! Get your poles and shotguns ready. It's about to go down. Everybody climb aboard the Pelican, but you better batten down the hatches and stay on your toes. We fishing this, let's go.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, we're gonna catch some marlin, cause we're fishing on a boat.
Catch some marlin.
Kill some dolphin, yeah, we'll kill and eat the dolphin that we catch on a boat.
I'm on a boat and I seek a white marlin. Yeah. One track mind and I'm just getting started. Like Queequeg with a harpoon, you can't get me off this boat. Until a flying swordfish impales me in the throat.
I'm on a fishing boat, feeling super G, trolling like I wrote Ms. McGlowan's tweets. Got my t-shirt and my flippy floppies. I'm a person of the boat, ain't no little rock.
I'm on the Pelican, yeah, catching a million. Too bad we can't afford the limes and scallions. Hanging with Arch and his first mate Gilligan. Had his arm dismembered when he grappled with a hammerhead.
I'm killing dolphins, there goes Flipper B. I'll grill it on the toaster, it tastes like chicken meat. This ain't no harbor sea, we on the open sea. Just like Jason on the Argo, but what does Argo mean?
Argo, fuck yourself.
You can cook that dolphin up half a hundred ways. Chase, why don't you crock pot a bouillabaisse? Prepare filet sous vide,
straight
Drew and Steve. But don't ever, ever serve it with fruit, no.
Guess what? I'm a man motorboater. Over 40 miles from land motorboater. Gonna catch a Marlin motorboater. Hooked up for a car band motorboater.
Yeah, dolphins are sweet to kids, but they taste so good as ribs. So I'd rather toast them for breakfast. Strategically placed. It turns out there's 51 ways to say to cook a dolphin.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Yeah, we're gonna catch some marlin, cause we're fishing on a boat.
Release.
Catch some marlin. Kill some dolphin. Yeah, we'll kill and eat the dolphin that we catch on a boat.
Hey, wait. Was that Diane and I? Yeah.
That was a epic, epic jingle. That was awesome. All right. So this episode is pretty short in focus, as I said. Maybe in runtime is a little bit longer, but not much to talk about being on vacation. So I have no idea what Tony's doing. But I wanted to, with the NFL season kickoff, recap the saga of the Redskins and RG3 since DK Jingle started. So I've put together a big collection of songs. We're going to play this from now until the end of the podcast episode, starting with September 2013, with Just Tuned In to See What Condition Robert Griffin Is In, all the way until the present. And I've put these basically in order, staging a musical of the saga of RG3 and the Redskins. Next week, I'll be back in Virginia and listening to Tony, so hopefully we'll have more interesting things to share on this podcast. If you're new to the show, I hope you're enjoying it. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com, or on Twitter @JerryNegrelli, or on facebook.com/tkjingles. Thanks for listening, and now enjoy the RG3 musical.
I woke up this morning and I turned on ESPN. It wasn't long ago that Adidas told me he was all in. He squeaked past the Raiders, and I don't know how this team made much better than the Cleveland Browns. I just tuned in to see what condition Robert Griffin was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition Robert Griffin was in.
10 o'clock on Monday, it's time again for Mr. TK. He'll be talking about the Skins and RG3's plays of the day. The optimism will be bridled, but they still have some hope. Cause special teams, RG3, the defense actually didn't choke. It's just another pants off Monday. Such a fun Sunday, cause the Skins got a win day. And today's another fun day, cause it's another Pants Off Monday.
Look at me, I'm RG3. They put statues up for me. Endorsements beg for the man with one leg, majestic. fantastic RG3. Here's the season's secret plan. Lots of cash from owner Dan. Visa will do even MasterCard too for Hero RG3. Sure, don't mean to be a jerk. Shut your yap there, Cousin Kirk. Football is fine, but I don't have the time. I'm Subway's RG3.
Woke up this morning, I turned on 980. Redskins Monday rehashing another defeat. My optimism is bridled and the season's as good as done. Shame about it. I look forward to the draft, but they got no picks in round one.
Woke up this morning,
got no picks.
Got no picks in round one.
So sad. Shame about it.
Woke up this morning.
Maybe they'll trade.
Maybe they'll trade Kirk
Cousins.
Nothing's changed. The Skins are getting worse. Another rocky start. I feel like this team is cursed. Should we blame the owner?
Or blame the referees?
Or maybe we should blame RG3.
Heck no!
Blame Shanahan. Blame Shanahan.
With his beady little eyes and his mouth so full of lies.
Blame Shanahan. Blame Shanahan.
That wasn't even a real tan anyway.
When are they gonna rise up? When will they make me proud? I should have gone to the mall instead of watching them suck out loud. Maybe we'll get a replacement. It used to be Danny Style. Maybe we'll keep Bruce Allen but terminate Mike and Kyle. So goodbye, Shanahan. Yeah, we're last in the East again. You couldn't take us to the penthouse, and now you want a bench number 10. It could have been different in the playoffs last year, but you had to lead the man. And now we're sick of the leaks and the lies you tell. And the fact that you never win. Oh, you never win. So
TV's on, the Redskins won. Though not with unbridled optimism. If you saw it live, it's the apocalypse. Whoa, he's waking up. It's around 4 a.m. Tony sees the Redskins win. Defense finally stood tall. Breland knocked down the ball. Cornflake was abysmal. Kornheiser missed it all. Oh, 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 oh. He got knocked out of no. Defense was active.
I like the way that Robert Griffin played during that great rookie campaign. And I want to think that he can do all of that again. Now that Kyle and Mike ended their reign. But I get the same old queasy feeling that like last year he'll let me down. 'Cause he's already all around. And I found out a long time ago what expectations do to RG3. Oh, but he will tweet out anything. Wish he'd come concentrate on how to throw. I've got the same old queasy feeling that like last year he'll let me down. 'Cause J.J. Watt went and planted him in the ground.
What do they have to do to win this Sunday? What do they have to do to beat the Bucks? I guess they'll need to score 6 touchdowns. 'Cause everybody knows the defense sucks. What do we have to do to fire Jim Haslett? When the fans in the stands all flip him the bird. And what will I say when the season's over? When winning seems to be the hardest word. It's sad. So sad, it's a sad, sad situation. Every year it's getting more absurd. It's sad, so sad, he can't outrun a lineman. I miss RG3, but winning seems to be the hardest word.
Goodbye, RG3, that was an unprecedented fall. You're still great at selling sandwiches, but not so good at football. We all hoped it would work when they gave up 30 picks in a trade to get the star from Baylor, the one with the trademark name. And your rookie year, you were so great for Shanahan and his kid. And you turned all your critics into unbridled optimists. But they finally had to bench you because you never win. And you might get another chance to play, but not from Jay Gruden. Yes, they finally had to bench you, oh, Robert Griffin. And you might figure it out one day, just not for the Redskins. Jay Gruden, sometimes I wonder how long you'll coach this team. You say that this is nothing like Cincinnati, and that's right, 'cause you're headed for 3-13. I'm tired of all this backstabbing. Players, coaches, everyone's on trial. It's toxic, and Jay, it just doesn't suit you. Really, that was more Shanahan style.
I bet you wish you were back in Cincinnati.
Why did you have to play okay for these past few games? I hate your guts, but I might be stuck coaching you. Why did Colt have to hurt his neck
I mean, guy, what the heck? He's on IR, and now here we are. I'm coaching you. On the day I got to town, the coaches got together, and we started watching lots of film on you. But I saw two snaps, said, holy crap, who's on the depth chart at number two? And now I might not have a choice if I want to stay employed. RG3, can you deal with me coaching you?
Guess Jay's in charge. Wait, now Griffin will start. Why announce that before March? Oh, I know. 'Cause Snyder writes the checks, so Griffin gets to throw. It's Danny's show. At one point RG3 was toast, but now who knows? Nobody knows. It looks like Gruden's still the coach, but has no votes. It's getting old. I don't know who said things have changed. It's status quo. Status quo.
What a sh** to show up. 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 What a sh** to show up.
Mr. Griffin, oh, your time has come. Today's head coach says that you're first in line to play. Okay. Scott McLuhan, why'd you come here for? You know these guys, they just don't win no more. It's true. You're screwed. It's embarrassing. Dan can't find his man. It wasn't Gibson or Shanahan. God help you, Jay Gruden.
Robert Griffin, what have you done? Hey, Robert Griffin, don't blame the intern. Hey, Robert Griffin, your best position. Hey, Robert Griffin, a Subway spokesperson. Hey, Robert Griffin, distraction. Listen to David, just cut him. It's a nice day to cut Griffin. Cut him today, he won't start again. Go pick him up.
I told you about FedEx Field. You know the place where all dysfunction is real. We hit some more gobbledygook. Another one for the birds. Sorting through the off-season madness. Roberts named the start of it then. Ending up with Kirk Cousins. I told you about this RG3 man. He's the best as far as he can see, man. Well, here's another clue to rework. The quarterback's cut. possession. Picked up Robert's huge option. Yet the quarterback is Kirk Cousins. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The quarterback is Kirk Cousins.
So if we trade RG3 for a ham sandwich and a 7th round draft pick in 2022, do you think we could market that to the people who want the dream seats?
One hit made him woozy, and the next one made him fall. And then when the defense crushed him, that's when he coughed up the ball. Goodbye, Griffin. You no longer enthrall. And so now we turn to Cousins. The team's his for the long haul. That's 'cause today's coach, one Jay Gruden, has been told he makes the call. Don't ask Danny about some grand cabal. Now the guys on the Emerald chessboard can't seem to hit, can't seem to throw, and their elegiac symmetry.
See me, because they didn't think I was there.
They were there to hang out together.
Yes. They're the community of
like
the
Star
show.
Trek conventions, right?
I mean, a little geekier than that, but yeah, it's a very similar vibe.